From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Summiteers put pressure on Russia. U.S. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel met together before the G7 summit in Germany.
So this morning, as we celebrate one of the strongest alliances the world has ever known, my message to the German people is simple. We are grateful for your friendship, for your leadership. We stand together as inseparable allies in Europe and around the world.
Mr. Obama and Ms. Merkel agreed that economic sanctions against Russia should only be eased when Russia implements an agreed-upon truce in eastern Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin was excluded from the summit for a second year due to Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Turkey's ruling party lost its parliamentary majority in Sunday's elections. The results are seen as a defeat for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's bid to rewrite the country's constitution to give him more power. With more than 80% of the vote counted, Mr. Erdogan's Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party, the AKP, was on track to win about 41% of the vote, well down from the nearly 50% it took in 2011. The pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party was clearing the 10% threshold it needs to join parliament for the first time. Iraqi forces advanced on the town of Baiji on Sunday in a bid to reclaim the area from the Islamic State. Military officials say government troops gained ground overnight. IS forces have targeted oil production sites in Iraq and Syria, using the revenue from sales to fund their operations. This is VOA News. Airstrikes by Saudi-led coalition in a Yemeni capital Sunday killed at least 44 people, including civilians. The bombings targeted the headquarters of Yemen's armed forces in rebel-held Sana'a. The attacks come 1 week before the scheduled start of peace talks between rival political factions. There is fighting in northeastern Afghanistan, where officials say a counteroffensive is underway to retake control of a remote district captured by the Taliban on Saturday. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The fighting broke out on Saturday when hundreds of heavily armed Taliban insurgents assaulted and laid siege to the mountainous Yamgan district in Badakhshan province. Provincial authorities insist Afghan security forces engaged the assailants for several hours before they tactically retreated to prevent civilian casualties. On Sunday, defense officials said ground and air forces are engaged in a counter-operation to retake the remote district. A spokesman for the Afghan Defense Ministry, Daulat Waziri, tells VOA that national troops are close to ousting the Taliban from Yamgan. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Saudi Arabia's top court upheld a 10-year prison sentence and 1,000 lashes for a blogger convicted of insulting Islam. Despite appeals from human rights organizations and the United Nations, Raif Badawi received the first 50 lashes earlier this year. The 31-year-old father of three was arrested in 2012. He is accused by Saudi authorities of apostasy and undermining security through an online forum he started. British official Captain Nick Cook-Priest says as many as 500,000 people in Libya are thinking about crossing the Mediterranean Sea this summer, heading to Europe. On Sunday, Britain's Ministry of Defense said the warship HMS Bulwark had been dispatched to rescue at least 500 migrants. Also Sunday, an Italian Coast Guard ship carrying 316 migrants from three separate operations off Libya's coast docked at an Italian port. Israel's military says it has carried out an airstrike in the Gaza Strip in response to a rocket fired into southern Israel. No casualties were reported Sunday from either strike. A militant group has claimed responsibility for firing a rocket at Ashkelon, a city about 10 kilometers from Gaza. A new worldwide survey on climate change shows nearly 80% of the public is very concerned about the impact of global warming, and they say all nations should do their part to stop it. The poll was taken in 79 countries by a group calling itself Worldwide Views on Climate and Energy. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.